Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, may I have your attention, please? Step right up and join us inside for a spectacle of legendary magnitude. Tonight, we have for your listening pleasure two of RAWF's living legends who will put on a show like you have never heard before. If I may draw your attention right now to the center ring, we have Lord Amadeus and the master of the Midnight Hobo himself, Shifty the Drunken Clown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Happy hours here on the Back to Basics Radio Network, the longest running radio show in all of Wrestler Unstoppable. I am, of course, Lord Amadeus, President and CEO of RAWF, and with me as always...
You
program in all of Wrestler Unstoppable, RAWF Happy Hours. That's right. Thank God I'm here. I didn't think I was going to make it after this week.
Why? What happened this week?
Well, I've been having some personal issues, thanks to you. Oh, great.
Wait a minute. What do you mean my fault because of me? What have I done? I didn't do anything.
Really? You didn't do anything? Oh, sure. You say that now, but...
So, what do you think of the hair?
It's different.
Well, I want it to be just like you.
You see what I'm dealing with here?
I mean, I just had to have the Lord Amadeus look, because, you should have started me with the hair music, Shifty. Why didn't you start with the hair music?
Because you're not in the harem, Shifty.
You're not in the harem. You're not in the harem. And you're not going to be. We've already discussed this.
We discussed nothing. I'm going to have to kick your ass in 2 weeks and join the harem.
Speaking of the pay-per-view in two weeks,
it will be
2 weeks tomorrow night, March 21st, live from the TD Gardens in Boston, Massachusetts. It will be RAWF Unyielding. The main event will be a 16-man battle royal. The winner will face Shifty at Immortal the following month for the vacant RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. And the 16 people are as follows: Hollywood Rick Brutal, Tank Girl, Susie the Elf McHaggis, Ricky Hot Rock, Mrs. Bubbles, Griffith Davian, King Outlaw, The Razor, Destiny of Death, Crushing Kelly, Nasty Norman, Terrell the Truth Johnson, Shell Kneebreaker, Draven Blackbird, Gord Sin, and Mistress the Title Machine. Those 16 people will be in a battle royal. The winner will face Shifty at the main event of Immortal, our biggest pay-per-view of the year, for the vacant World Heavyweight Championship. But as these two clowns here have managed to say, there will be a match between Shifty and Candy at Unyielding. If Candy can beat Shifty, she gets to join my harem.
And what else? It's something you insisted on, Lord Amadeus.
Which is why you're in big shit with me.
Wait a minute.
Servicing by the succulent clown.
This is a
over my dead
this
body,
is
woman.
PG-13 here. Please.
I said servicing, nothing else. Servicing could use, yeah. But you know what I mean. You know what you asked for.
Yeah. Okay, but it is you. So that match is going on. We're also going to have a Platinum Dragon Championship match between...
Candy, keep your hands off those buttons.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Okay.
I better go in the other room for a second. I'm getting a little worked up.
Please do. Okay. Anywho, Platinum Dragon Championship match. Count Zraithnok defends against John Taylor. Estrogen Championship. Psycho Girl will defend her Estrogen Championship against its angel bitch. Parking Lot Brawl. Hollywood Rick Brutal will take on Anton Dare. And a very special challenge match. as I will be taking on the awesome Aussie B-Man. If the B-Man can beat me, Amadeus style, the song that you all know, love, and cherish, will no longer be played on any radio shows as long as he sees fit. If I win, though, anytime B-Man is hosting a radio show, he must play Amadeus style. So, there we go with that. All right. What? So she's been like this all week?
Yes. It's the truth. All week. I haven't gotten much sleep. She won't let me.
Really?
Every time I try and close my eyes, she starts going on and going on about how she's going to join the harem and blah, 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 blah. And then picking new outfits. She's online all the time picking these scantily clad outfits, saying that, you know, she's got to get her Amadeus poo to love them. What's her one nickname for you? Ami baby. Yeah, Ami baby. She says Ami baby's gonna love this one. And then, of course, that starts a shouting match between the two of us, and I never get any sleep. Nope. She's bought like a truckload of edible undies for you. You don't understand what you've gotten yourself into. I can handle it. I've been dealing with her for years, but. You have no idea. You're bringing this on yourself. You're the one that gave her the shot to be in the harem.
Did edible undies?
Oh, there he goes again. God damn it, we got to get some new tables. We got to get some wood tables. These glass ones are just too damn. Wake up, Amadeus. I ain't dealing with this shit this week. Yeah.
Why, huh? Why did you break a table over my head, Shifty?
I didn't break a table over your head. You fell and passed out and fell through it. Moron.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well... Where were we? Oh, okay, unyielding. Right.
Edible undies.
Edible undies? Wait a minute, who's on? Oh, God. Okay.
And for you. For Candy to wear.
Doesn't she ever wear them for you?
Not anymore, you bastard.
Okay. Moving along. Shifty, don't we have some callers to bring on or something?
Yeah, but I didn't know what you wanted to do there, Casanova. Home wrecker.
Just bring somebody on.
Let's bring on Tank Girl.
Hey, boss. Hey, master. How's it going? It's shaking.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where's her hair music? That's better.
It's coming.
Can I dance with you? I want to dance with you.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, that's your plan.
And don't worry, Amadeus. I only expect to eat like a dozen or so per night. I mean, that's not too much to ask, is it?
Lightweight. I can eat 3 dozen a night, and she knows it.
Okay. Moving along. Hello, Tanky. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You know.
So, let's see. You're in the Battle Royal. Winner faces Shifty. Is it anyone in particular you're worried about in the Battle Royal other than your lovely daughter, Kelly?
I love you, Kelly, but you know I can take you. Not really. You know, I've been doing pretty good in tournaments lately, so we'll see.
All right. Okay, I need some water. So I'm like, Tank,
get
me some water.
Of course.
Me some water.
I'll help you get ice cubes.
Don't help me do my job. I know my job. Here you go, Doc.
Thank you.
I'll fan you. How about that? I can fan him.
No, you don't need to fan. I don't need to be fanned.
Oh, I'm fanned. Don't look in the mirror. Your hair is...
Get used to disappointment.
Your hair is fine.
Fan Shifty. Shifty looks a little peaked over there. Fan him. Don't fan me. I don't need to be fanned. It's not hot in here. It's fine.
He doesn't have the same passion you do.
That's not what you said the other night.
Other night? It's been like 3 weeks. Just think of all that pent-up emotion I'm going to have to spend on you our first night together, Amadeus.
Moving right up. Shifty, bring somebody else on.
That is absolute dog shit.
Seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Bubbles to the program.
Oh, hi, guys. Like, Bubbles. Hey, how is everybody doing? Hi, Uncle Amadeus.
Yeah, hi, Bubs. Let's talk about you. You've kind of been having an issue. There's been an issue between you and the Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere. Am I right? Am I missing something here?
Yes. He thinks I'm a sinner.
You? A sinner?
He thinks everyone's a sinner.
I need to just whoop his behind, you know. He thinks I need to be saved. Okay, whatever. You know what? I can actually say I fanned Jesus last night. Okay.
What?
So I fanned Jesus of Nazareth last night, and he flirted with me. So I know my soul is fine. The Reverend Ernest Lee. Sincere mumbo jumbo backwoods medicine man traveling salesman, he ain't got a chance of saving my soul.
Well, Shifty, don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I do believe the reverend has just arrived, and maybe he has a rebuttal to this.
Amadeus, I have a gift for Shifty.
Gift, present.
What gift?
Well, here's your gift. I'd like to officially welcome you and induct you into the CSWF Hall of Fame. And
holy crap! Look at this belt! That's awesome!
Holy!
Oh, that is pretty shiny.
Shiny.
Wow,
sparkle.
And it's got my face on it, too! Wow!
Yeah. Oh, God, you couldn't have found something prettier?
I happen to like that picture of him, Candy, though. That's a very good picture of your husband.
Okay. I'll be nice. That is a very nice belt, Shifty.
As clowns go, Candy, your husband is actually a very, very attractive clown.
Yeah, but
thank you so much, Bubbles. At least someone appreciates what I do.
Well, that is a nice belt. CSWF Hall of Fame. That's pretty awesome, Shifty. Congratulations, I must say.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it.
Now, don't see the video.
No, he hasn't seen the video yet. He has not been able to view his video yet, but he does have it. It was mailed in a package to you earlier today.
Okay, well, I'll have to go and see if I can find it.
And I will have you know, Shifty, you are hand-picked. by Amos Moses himself.
Hey, Bubbles?
Yes?
Why isn't Lord Amadeus in the Hall of Fame?
He's not getting inducted until the fall.
Oh, okay. We can have a party for him.
Now you ruined the surprise, Candy.
I'm sorry, Bubbles. Here, you want some cake?
No, I don't want any cake. That's that ribbon cake. No, I don't want that cake.
Okay.
I got cake.
You got chocolate volcano brownies.
Oh, I'm coming over there.
But anywho, we were speaking about your issues with one Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere, and I do believe he is waiting with bated breath to respond to your comments. Reverend, are you there?
Brothers and sisters, I am here today. I'm here to tell you all that Miss Bubbles is, well, she's confused because she is going around spreading the cheerful cheer that is failure. You see, if she cannot get past me, what makes her think that deep down inside, and she knows I speak the truth, deep down inside, Miss Sister Bubbles, what makes you think you can beat one Shifty, the Drunken Dragon Clown?
Well, first of all, don't call me your sister, because I have a brother, and you are not him. And yes, I should probably announce that yes, my brother can't stop them. Because I'm finished, damn it. And you haven't stepped into the ring with me yet. What makes you think that I can't beat you? I told you, bring it.
You
haven't beaten the Hellcat.
You see, last week I stated that on Superstars that I, in fact, and unyielding would love to meet you in the ring because I do not think that you are strong enough. I'm sorry, not unyielding, that this upcoming superstar, that you are not strong enough to defeat me, yet alone, Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown, Sister Bubbles. And with that, I am letting you know there is not a force in the world that can stop me from defeating you next week on Superstars to give you a predetermined destination of your choosing, which is none other than failure, Miss Bubbles. You see, brothers and sisters, Miss Bubbles will fail. She'll fail next week against me, and the good book says that if you put the left hand in front of the right and you have failure in your heart, that every time you take your left hand and your right hand, you will fail. So failing next week again will just be you failing at unyielding against Shifty.
Okay, now I completely don't understand that because I'm not left-handed, I'm right-handed. Duh!
And
wait a minute. How is she facing Shifty on unyielding? She's not. She's in a battle royal that doesn't have anything to do with Shifty. Well, kind of has something to do with Shifty, but she's not facing Shifty on you.
What I'm saying, Lord Amadeus, I my times are all off. I'm a busy man, you know, preaching the word of the good book, but what I'm saying is if she happens to win that battle royal and she goes against Shifty at whatever event that will be, she's already failed against me. So say she gets through. I've already proven without a shadow of a doubt that in her heart she knows that failure is the only option.
But you also have your times of the match between you and Bubbles screwed up because I actually have that scheduled for unyielding, not Superstars.
No, well, hey, that's fine. That gives me another week of strong preparation with none other than Psycho Sam Evans. Get me in training. And might I add that Miss Candy and Miss, the lovely Shell Kneebreaker are specifically going to train me for that match.
What'd you say about my Auntie Shell? Where's my damn shotgun?
Oh, duck.
Boy.
Duck. About my Auntie Shell.
I apologize for my sayings before. Now I know that you are going to fail. There's no ifs, ands, or even doubt about it. Now you're throwing cannons at me. What did you put in your buckshot? I believe that's grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken? Oh my jeezy! Can't tell the difference between buckshot and grilled chicken. Anyway, all I gotta say is this, Reverend, is bring it in unyielding, and you better bring good game. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the Hellcat ain't going to step aside and ain't going to fail. Because, you see, I have something that you don't, and that is my own spirituality. And I believe it's in a bottle of damn Buckfast if my husband ever shows up, damn it. But anyway.
Speaking of your husband, he's right here. Welcome, Icon, to the program.
But thank you.
Hello, my love. Are you hearing this drivel out of this traveling backwoods preacher?
You mean it's not an audition for Deliverance 2?
Gesundheit.
Whatever you say, you inbred motherfucker. I don't give a shit what you guys say to my wife. She'll fucking rip the shit out of you and I'll just sit back and laugh. I've got other business to attend to with Mr. Amadeus and Mr. Shifty. You take your little sideshow and fuck off, kindly.
I'm sorry. Sam, you there? Can you decipher what was just said there? All I heard was KFC, Taco Bell, and something about I don't know what I'm saying. What? Will you decipher that, Sam?
Rev, from what I gather, I believe that the gentleman known as the Icon Scottish Anarchist had something to say about business with Mr. Shifty and Mr. Amadeus, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
I think I also heard him say something about chicken, but I might have been wrong. My Scottish is a bit rusty.
I'm telling you, they like the chicken, and I don't know why she's putting chicken in her buckshot. That's only going to attract more vomit, you know? I mean, everybody knows the vermin like the chicken.
Obviously, because Sam's here.
So, unyielding, the Reverend Earnestly Sincere will face Miss Bubbles in a challenge match here. I also just got this just in. We have a new Arsehole of the Month today. The Arsehole of the Month tournament was won by Drifty. So what that means is he will challenge White Lightning and Unyielding for the men's championship.
Bubbles, is Drifty like your manager or something?
Yes, Drifty is, I am a member of the Drifty Management Corporation.
So isn't that going to be like a conflict of interest for you? I mean, it's your manager and the guy that you like help take care of mentally, I guess, White Lightning.
My poor brother-in-law, yes. I don't think it'll be a conflict of interest for me. I will cheer for both of them. And then I will boo both of them, and that way neither one of them feels left out.
Okay, you would know better than me, so I don't know.
I just want to say that once again, I want to make it clear that there is not a force in the past, in the present, or in the future of RAWF that will stop me from defeating Miss Bubbles.
That's a very bold statement there, Reverend. I mean, you must have great faith.
Well, somebody wake him up when he quits dreaming, or wake me up when he quits dreaming that he's going to beat me. I'll see you at Unyielding, and just be prepared to handle your ass whooping and carry it like a man.
Wait a minute, someone's dreaming and...
Yeah, he's dreaming
wait,
of things
am I
I'm
dreaming?
Gonna fail.
Do I need to wake myself up? Hang on. Okay, no, I'm still here. Wait a minute, is this a dream? I'm confused.
Here, Shifty. Have a job.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Stop that, Shifty.
What do you mean, stop it? You know I drink this stuff.
But not that much.
Oh, come
on. It's just a jug.
Yeah, it's not like a bathtub,
It's not like I've got a gallon or anything. It's just a little jug.
Yeah.
I think Shifty's got two great jugs.
I do have two great jugs, but she won't let me touch them.
What? That's wrong.
Sister Candy, you should really think about having some cake-flavored the edible undies, because even while you're, you know, fornicating with Lord Amadeus, you can still spread the word of the good book.
Now, Rev, just a minute. She's not joyful here. Okay, now you think
Amadeus
passed out
again. Yeah, I think Amadeus fell down.
Where do we get all these fucking glass tables from?
I think Amadeus has his, some weird, supply of them somewhere.
Hey,
I don't know.
Did you deliver the wrong tables to their studio again?
REWF, only wrestling arena where all the tables are glass.
Shifty Lightning, I told him to bring out some wooden tables, and Lightning brought the glass ones. Sorry.
Oh, go figure. Well, Lightning, you need to lay off the midnight hobo moonshine before you start listening and taking orders, you know?
Sam does that all the time. I tell him one thing, he does another thing, but God bless his soul, he always comes back and learns something from his experiences.
I do try, Rev. I do try a lot.
You do, Sam, and I'm proud of you for trying. You spread the good word. You take your left hand. Remember, the left hand, as long as you hold the left hand upright, you will always stand taller than you have in the previous days of your life.
Yeah, I do understand that, and that's why I always use my left hand before my right. But you know, sometimes I get tired.
Yeah, Sam, you
need
to pace yourself, Sam. Using your left and your right, you should go back and forth. You know. You need to go back and forth. I've learned that recently over the past few weeks.
These are desperate times. The good book says if you feel alone, go to a strip club.
What kind of good book are you reading, Playboy?
The strip club. If you are feeling alone, like the good word is not being spread, go to the strip club, brothers and sisters. That is where the sinners are sinning. And as the lowly reverend myself, I'm telling you, I go there to do it for all of you. It's not like I love spending the 20s and $100 bills on these gorgeous women with no tops and bottoms on. Trust me, I'm doing it for your sake, for the good book says. Do it for the people.
You're such a humanitarian, Rev.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, such a humanitarian. Let's welcome in Terrell the Truth Johnson to the program.
Legacy up.
How the hell are you, Truth?
No, hell no. I'm listening. Do not bring me into this car wreck. Nope.
Don't blame you, Truth. You're already here, Truth. Too late.
I'm just saying, I got to go. You got Reverend Grab Ass over there and a whole bunch of shit going on.
He's only grabbed my ass a few times. It's not like it's a reoccurring event.
Wow.
Not another one? It's only on Sundays during, you know, church.
Too far. I'm listening. But, woo!
But he better not be taking communion.
Chippendales don't. Let's just say communion's a group event.
Yeah, there's no such thing as white wine communion, you know? That's something else.
Truth.
And it's not like milkshakes.
Let's talk about the pay-per-view and the Battle Royal for the World Heavyweight Championship shot at Immortal that you are a part of. I'm sure you have something to say about that. Please. And take as long as you need.
I really did have a proper promo prepared, but that shit went out the window about 15 minutes ago. Just gone. Okay.
Please,
gone.
Go. Please. I beg of you. Please, Dermot.
I think he's interested in improv. Truth improv.
I can't improvise anything right now.
Oh, wow.
You guys have fucked me completely up. No shit.
It's not my fault, Truth. It's really not my fault this time.
You know what? I thought I'd never, ever, ever, ever say this. I really did. But damn it, where the fuck is Unstoppable when you need him?
He got blown up, I think. What was it, 2.5 weeks ago?
Man, look, go down to fucking the hardware store and put some shit together, please, because, damn, this shit is ridiculous. You motherfuckers have lost it.
And on the day of his defense, he does have a couple of head wounds from crashing headfirst into the glass top table.
I'm bleeding? Did you say I'm bleeding in my hair?
Oh, my God.
My hair's...
What?
Yeah,
what?
I thought you noticed.
Yeah,
Tank?
Well.
Tank? My hair...
Yes?
My bleeding?
Hey,
no,
we
you're
made
good.
You into a redhead now.
Oh, God. I gotta go. Hair emergency. Sure. Hair emergency. Gotta go.
Hair emergency.
All right.
That's a lovely auburn color.
Oh, it's actually a good thing he's got a hat, even because women have to deal with stuff that comes from a bloody area.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, Jesus. Amadeus just ran out of here. Now, look, this is just ridiculous. This is... I can't handle this shit.
Let him keep bleeding? I'm sorry. That's not my fault.
Well, if he keeps on bleeding, he's going to...
trauma unit for his freaking hair. Really?
Well, I mean, it's Vidal
wait a minute.
Trauma unit.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Is that Vidal Sassoon's car pulling up here? Really?
Yes.
How the hell did he get a hold of Vidal Sassoon? What, does he have him on speed dial?
Who the fuck's Vidal Sassoon?
Only one of the most popular American hairstylists or world famous hairstylist too. He made the shampoo, I guess. I don't know. I mean, but it's just.
Oh, wait a minute, Shifty. That is not. But let me. And looking out the window, that is not Vidal Sassoon. That is Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell.
Paul Mitchell. Even better.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused. I guess I called Paul Mitchell Vidal Sassoon. Something like that? Or I don't know. I don't know. I don't care anymore. It's just ridiculous that he actually called somebody on a speed dial and got, like, what is this, the hair police or something? The hair paramedics?
Tank, get in here.
I'm coming, boss. I'm coming.
I need,
get out of that car.
I need all you to assist
right,
on the blow dryer.
All right.
I need you to assist on the blow dryer.
Hold on, LA. Relax.
Oh, can I come help?
Deep breathe. Calm blue ocean. We don't need any help. We're good.
Here, I'll get you a glass of water.
Where were you when I got my head bashed open the other night in the rain?
Well, maybe you should. I'm not talking to you. Here, Amadeus, baby. Here, Ama baby. Have your water.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're not
musical break right now.
Yeah.
And we'll have more happy hours before I lose my fucking shit on the air. So we'll be back.
Me too.
with more RAWF happy hours in just a bit.
Just look at your belt and smile, Shifty.
And I'll promote the radio for
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Emily and Randy, lecherous on Randy. They keep each other handy, they're Tangy's family. Your sister is your mother, your uncle is your brother. They all for one another, the Insatz family. So get a preacher's robe on, or fighting gear you can crawl on. If you seek to pay a call on Johnny's family.
Holy fuck for that. It takes practice to get to aim. You have to sort of fucking eyeball it.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way to aim it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I am the Platinum Dragon. Hear me roar.
Amadeus style, LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, or you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know, so let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can kowtow. Amadeus style. LA style. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. LA style. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 you all down to a place called Fubar City. It's where I am from, and believe me, it's not pretty. You don't get messed up because I'm on the committee, and we don't take pity. Hey, watch my hair. You people need to learn not to pull my golden hair. God damn it, Shifty, I said not to touch my golden hair. All the fans want a lock of my golden hair. Yes, my golden hair. I will quench your thirst for carnage like Gatorade. I'm Renegade. And when it is all over, I will attain. I will reign. Till all you peons and you pansies feel the pain. Amadeus style. LA style. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. LA style. Boing, 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 boing. Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 Amadeus style. Fuba City, boing, 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 bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. It takes forever just to get it to the perfect tone. Bad to the bone, but leave my hair alone. Yes, I know it smells better than my cologne. That's what I'm saying. I'm a dare stop.
If Booba said it,
boing, 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 I'm a dare style.
If Booba said it,
boing, 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 I'm a dare style.
Okay, I think we got it all worked out here. Whew. Thank you, Paul, for hurrying over as fast as you did. Wow.
Hold on. You need a little Aquanet on the left. Hold on.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
All right.
Much
all right.
Better.
You're good.
Much better. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Wow.
Okay. What a show. This show's gone crazy. I'm telling you.
But I don't understand how you get it to come out your nose like that.
What? No, there's nothing.
What did I miss?
I'm confused.
Sully, I'm rolling a really bad joint.
No, Jeff, I've got a question for you. Anybody?
I'm here.
Alright, so perfect person with the perfect hair right now. Now, you have accepted the challenge. You've won the double. Can you do the three-peat?
Ah, you mean for the ego awards on the radio awards? Well, look, even if I don't, the fact that I won the first two, until someone else can say they've won two in a row, nobody's got a bigger ego than me. I don't care who wins it.
No, I don't know of any ego bigger than yours.
Do you think Happy Hour will win best show in the second row?
Well, it better damn well better, because we are the best show in all of Unstoppable, and we've the longest running radio show in all of Unstoppable. Proud of what we've done.
Bullshit.
Excuse me. What? Wait a minute. Was that Terrell the Drew Jackson?
That was Terrell.
My allergies are acting up. I am so sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm allergic to bullshit, so just forgive me.
What are you allergic to? I missed it.
Have some of these jealous brand tissues here, Truth.
You know what? I would love to have some of those jealous brand tissues, but I have for you some disillusioned motherfucking ass wipes. You can use those.
What are you talking about?
You do have, sir. I have to give you props. You do have the longest, happiest running show in all the land. But best? No, I don't think so.
Oh, we're back on that again.
I would not be on that, Shifty, unless once, you know, my allergies are, you know, there's triggers. And the biggest trigger to my allergies is... Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, I've had that allergy before. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
I got you. So, yeah, go ahead and continue. I'm going to go use some of these jealous tissues that Anna Des gave me. And plan on stealing all your chat guests as soon as your show is over.
So, Chris, I've got a question for you. Do you think you honestly won the Token Awards?
The Token Awards, no. That is motherfucking Walking Awards every year.
I don't think you'd be using those jealous tissues, because I know you're not jealous, Truth. I know you're not jealous.
I love you,
wait,
but
Whoa. Amadeus, calm down. The jealous.
No, why is Area Blackbird throwing cookies at everybody?
I don't care. Free cookies, man. I'm good with it. Free cookies.
Well, I was just saying, you know, Trail, you don't have to use the jealous tissue paper because that's not you. You're not jealous. You know, you got a great show. We really love having you on the show, and it's great to have you on here. But if you could just step over there into the corner because you're kind of like catching my coattails a little bit. Thank you.
You know what? I understand that, and you guys need to. You know, all you people out there listening need to give Shifty his props. There are not many men who can be comfortable being second best. Give him can of floss. There you go.
I know there's not many men that can be comfortable being second best, and you're so good at it, but you're still on my coattail, so please step off of them and go sit in the corner while I handle this business over here with our next guest.
Oh, wait, you're right. I lied. I am not first best. I'm
Hello,
not even second
Truth.
Best.
I am Count Truth, not the Platinum Dragon Champion.
Lady, I
Y'all
am talking.
Enjoy my
Cut it out.
Song.
Lady, I am talking. Cut it out.
I don't care. I'm going to let you finish. But I had the greatest single of this night.
I'm going to let you finish in a minute, but Barbara Streisand has something to say, and I'm going to listen to her first, and I'll come to you, okay? So calm down. I am not the best. I'm sorry. I lied. I'm not number one or number two. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. That's how good I am. Work it out.
Work it out, people, because he hasn't had the time to do it.
I'll work it out.
Yeah, I was about to tell my mom a joke. One through five, and the greatest bullshit artist of all time. And I want to say thank you, Truth, but I really just don't feel like it.
You are the weakest link so far.
Oh, really? Really?
And that was Terrell the Truth Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Please thank him for joining the program. We appreciate that. Get off our coattails, you lying bastard. Okay.
Speaking of being on our coattails, Terrell the Truth will be on air immediately following Happy Hours at 12 midnight.
WF Radio, and as I said, you can join him there, you know, because
just conched Terrell the Truth Johnson.
Yeah.
You realize that.
Legacy off? Out?
Well, let me just say one thing.
Let me say that one more time so that everyone gets that real clear. Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown conched Terrell the Truth Johnson.
This is correct. Why can I do that? Because I'm his mentor. And while I taught him a lot of what I know, I didn't teach him everything that he knows, and he didn't teach me anything that I know already. So I'm confusing myself, but I'm just going to stop and say that it's my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Absolutely. And that is why Terrell the Truth Johnson will always be third best of radio show hosts.
Anyways, moving on. We have the Platinum Dragon Champion, Count Schmacknock, on the program now. Welcome, Count.
Hello, Shifty. It seems I joined a very traumatic show tonight. I have Jonathan Naylor in the chat telling me he demands a match tonight. I can't imagine why he would want a match.
He wants to have a match with you. I'm not sure exactly what we should do about this. Should we give you a match? You want a match with John? I think he's asked. You want a match with him? You could have a match with him, I suppose, but but how's that going to make Kelly happy? I know she's probably pissed off, too.
Well, they're both mad. I could take either one of them on. It would not scare me one way or the other, taking either or of them, you know?
Yeah, you know, I do have to say I like your new song.
Well, thank you. It was a limited edition. You only hear it, every week on Happy Hours. It would be the new Amadeus dial.
Wow. I'm not sure. You know, it doesn't seem fair for one of them to get a shot at you and not the other. I'm just confused. How can we make this more interesting? Amadeus, do you have any ideas?
Yes, with our new weekly feature.
What weekly feature?
Match of the Week.
Match of the Week?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of it. Match Ooh. Of the Week. And tonight's Match of the Week here on Happy Hours will be the Platinum Dragon Champion Count Zraithnok taking on, in a non-title match, Crushing Kelly.
Oh!
Let's see if he can back up his shit.
How about this? How about this? That's just too easy, Amadeus. Amadeus, why don't you make it a handicap match?
No. Because the match has already started. It's there in the chat. Get to stepping.
I will be back.
Okay. All right.
This is RAWF Match of the Week on live here on Happy Hours. The Platinum Dragon Champion taking on
Ooh-hoo.
Crushing Kelly.
Kelly?
His money where his mouth is.
But it was John that challenged him. I know he's going to face him at the pay-per-view, but you could have done non-title between Count and John. But I think Count wanted to
if
take
you,
them both.
Look, what, do you know anything about promoting? You do not let two opponents who are going to go into a match at a pay-per-view face each other 2 weeks before the pay-per-view. Sheesh. How long have you been doing
this? You have handicap matches all the time with that kind of thing. I mean, you can have...
Are you going to call the match or not?
Am I supposed to call the match?
Get in there, Kelly.
Right now, they're going back and forth right now. Kelly, a vicious chin lock after Count missed a power driver. Kelly tried for a backbreaker. She could not get it. So now the Platinum Dragon Champion back on the offensive.
Hang on. I'm trying to get my camera to work here. Oh, okay. I got it. And now Draven Blackbird's down at the ring, throwing up an arm going, Hail Hydra. I don't get that, but to each their own. Here comes a count back with a big double axe handle, and now a backhand chop, and then latches on with an arm lock, and then a judo throw over the hip, and then short arm clothesline and a power bomb, and then oh my god, a brain buster!
Come on, Kelly.
But he went for the spear. Kelly just managed to get out of the way. Can she get back into this one now? Clothesline, hip toss, drop kick.
Come on, baby girl. Next,
what's she going to try next? No, she could not get the brainbuster. This could be all over right here right now.
And now Judgment's cheering on Count Zraithnok down at ringside, trying to get the fans behind him. And Arya Blackbird is now asking if we know about our Lord and Savior Cthulhu, or
yeah,
whatever.
Cthulhu.
And here's Count coming back with a double axe handle, and then a drop kick, and then a neck scissors.
It's not looking good.
No, and there's rolls her up. Cover 1, 2, 3. It's all over. Oh, whoa, Kelly with some foul language there. Luckily, there was a 7-second delay on the match here, and she's screaming
said,
to the
she heavens. Said fuck.
I think so.
Jesus.
Either that or fart. I can't tell which.
I can't tell either, because you know.
Oh, she just threw a glass ball at Count.
Wow.
Oh, wait
yeah,
a minute. It's not
impressed.
Over down there. The lights
no,
are
it's
going,
not.
And going up.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit.
It ain't over at all.
Demanding John to come. John begging John to come out there. This is going to... This could be...
Oh, and it looks like here comes the grappler. He's coming after the Platinum Dragon.
Get him.
There. Wow. Hey, Count egging him on, saying, come at me, bro. And now Count did something which was kind of weird. He did this hoarse growl or something. I guess it was supposed to be a roar. And here comes Tank Girl. And here comes the light back on. And Count, and John's behind Count with a barbed wire bat. This isn't going to be good, gentlemen. I don't think Count sees him. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Tank Girl's distracting Count from outside the ring, and John's winding up. Oh, my God. This is not going to be good.
I don't know if he can hear me, but Count behind you.
Oh, crap. Oh, and a vicious super kick from Tank Girl as Griffin Davion came down to ringside. And, oh, and goddamn, Count got cracked in the back of the head with that barbed wire bat from John.
I guess he didn't hear me.
I guess not there, Bubs. Count is down, and it looks like the back of his head is bleeding. This is not good. And he's out on the floor. And Kelly is standing there. Her eyes are red. Amadeus, are you going to do anything about this?
Yeah, I called the popo.
Oh, here comes John. He's going back after the Count. He's going after him and can't seem to catch his breath. He's trying to get back up to his feet, but John's right there, and he's hammering him with vicious lefts and rights. Security forces are heading down.
Oh, really? Really? Early.
This is an incredible situation. There's mass chaos and panic are going on down around the ringside area. This is crazy. Tanky spears one of the security guards now coming down to the ring. I don't think that guy saw it. She nearly broke him in half. And Count escapes the cross face laid on by Kelly. Kelly trying to get back to her feet, but... Wow. Amadeus is down at the ringside area yelling at everybody to get back to the studio now or there's going to be people fired for this. Wow.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, God.
The count is dazed. He's trying to get back to his feet. I don't think John's done with him, though. Oh, and Kelly kicks Count the jewels and then starts heading back up to the ramp. And Count is asleep, is basically out on his feet while holding his jewels. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, honestly. I'm sorry. This is our Platinum Dragon champion. You gotta have more respect than that. But I still kind of walk around holding this ball. wait, oh crap. Oh crap.
Mind your own fucking business.
Count's head, wash it up under its arm. He's pointing at the steel steps. Oh, crap. And now he's just charged him. He just charged the horse of steel steps and crashed his face into him. Dear Lord.
Oh, nice one, son.
Wow. Wow. Okay, we got to go to a commercial.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more RAWF Happy Hours. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I can't believe this. What? Go to a commercial, damn it. I don't care what you play. Jesus.
Yeah. Can't help but feel it. Can't help but feel it. Yeah. Excuse me for a minute while I lighten the mood. Just clap with me like the lightning do. Yeah, a bit of soul food that you be biting into. And if you feel me, then I'm writing for you. Right now, put another coat of wax on the ride. For a minute, put the beef and the gas to the side. Cause this track's got a vibe to chill to. Enjoy life for 5 minutes, man. It's not gonna kill you. It's okay to be hard and stay true, man. But at the end of the day, we are human. This one's for you, the ones that you're close to. Show some love, it's what you're supposed to. Right now, forget the ends and the bends. Pop a cold one, man. Toast it with your real friends. Call your folks, tell them you tight now. Cause everything looking pretty good right now.
Turn that belt to me in the next few minutes, or I tell you what, I'm getting sick of this. First of all, from now on, Count and John, you guys have a no-touch rule until unyielding. You guys can't come near each other. You can't touch each other. It goes with Kelly, too. Any of you guys get into it before freaking unyielding, and I will fire all of you. I'll vacate the damn Platinum Dragon Championship if I have to.
No, don't do anything hasty. I think the no touching clause is good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that they should be around each other. I think that they should be you know, leave that alone there, okay? But
I think we should have a no touching clause for me, for Shifty and Candy too. Can I request that?
Hey now, listen, woman. Listen to me. Listen to me, woman. I'm not. I've been trying to touch you. You won't let me. I'm trying to show you passion, but you just won't seem to understand that you can't be in that damn harem.
You know what it's time for? You know what it's time for?
I have no idea.
The big romantic gesture. Maybe you'll bring one to our match. Until then, no touchy.
Okay, so the six-tier chocolate cake that I got you, that's not a romantic gesture? The lifetime membership to Godiva I just got you, that's not a romantic gesture?
That's stuff. Amadeus can get me stuff. I want something from the heart. From the clown heart.
Make her a balloon heart. That's from the heart, and it's from your clown heart.
Yeah, the last time you played with a balloon, you formed it into a giant we can't say that word on the radio.
She can.
But, yeah.
There you
anyway, go.
Go
ahead. No touchy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed. Sorry, I wasn't listening, Candy. I've just been informed that Count Raythnock has been taken to a local medical facility and is being checked out by the doctors at this time. And we will give you an update if we hear anything back on his condition before the show ends tonight. And please welcome Jonathan the Ferocious Grappler Taylor to the program, and Grapp, you need to return that Platinum Dragon title belt.
I don't plan on returning that belt anytime soon. Count.
It's not your title
yet.
And I'm not going to let you besmirch the title like that. You're not going to take the title that is dedicated to my brother and besmirch it like that. So either you return the title belt or else.
Or else what? Because clearly you count in his incest jokes, his lame incest.
I never said anything about incest jokes. Not one
Dragon champion does not deserve to hold the title when he goes about with incest jokes. He is not deserving of the title, and he will get it back.
That champion fights in the ring and earns the belt. You haven't earned the belt yet, and by holding that title before you've earned it, you're besmirching the memory of Xantha the Platinum Dragon, damn it.
A little bit.
No, I'm honoring Xanther's memory. I know for a fact that Xantha wouldn't approve of Count's lame incest joke, and I'm done with it. What I did to him tonight sampling of what I will do to him at Unyielding.
I have to say, Shifty, you know, I'd fire John for stealing the Platinum Dragon Championship, but this is the most creative he's ever been, so I think I'll just let it go.
Ooh, nice. Very nice.
Well, seriously, I've never. Usually he comes on here and he makes us all snore to death. He's actually doing something halfway decently creative, even though he's stealing from Dean Ambrose.
Fuck shit! Fuck me in a fucking ass! Fuck you, you fucking stupid cunt! Monkey fucking fucker! Fuck that!
Fuck it!
Why don't you ever show that passion to me, damn it? I mean, at least John has passion for his match. I guess he couldn't talk anymore. He walked out and left.
Huh?
Shifty, get back here. And this is your radio show.
Shifty.
Uncle Amadeus?
Mm-hmm. What, Bubbles? I'm kind of in the middle of trying to figure what's going on. What's up?
Nothing.
No?
I don't want you getting mad at me.
Bubs, I got other problems. I'm sure whatever you have to say isn't going to make me any madder than I already am, so go ahead.
Well, you know, we were talking about the radio scene earlier, and I think you kind of need to build your ego back up again because he's kind of losing it, and Shifty's kind of passing you.
I'm sorry, what?
Your ego isn't the same, and Judgy's kind of egoing you out. You need to bring your ego back up.
What? Huh? What are you talking about?
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Our team! Awesome! Yeah!
Judge doesn't have a, he has an ego. I grant you that,
you're missing the point, Amadeus. Ego is you actually missing the ego because, well, for some reason your hair is just overpowering your ego all of a sudden.
Hey, I did his hair. Watch it.
Yeah, it looks like a big silver football.
What?
It's silver.
I guess she kind of teased it a little bit. It looks like a big... if you put Amadeus in the middle of a ring, or take him, put him in the middle of a field with like six big strong guys, they could play rugby with his head.
Mom?
It just looks like a big football teased.
Mom, I'm glad you didn't do my hair that way when I was a kid. Please. Thank you.
You're most welcome, kiddo. LA, it's not. No, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with your hair. Don't listen to him.
But see, I would have voted Amadeus big ego, but yeah, your ego's kind of shrunk, Amadeus. I'm sorry to say. I mean, your ego is shorter than my son. In fact, your ego trying to open a peppermint candy gives out a breath.
Oh, my. It wasn't me. I didn't say it.
I have to go.
You know, Judge, when you can make thunder come out like that, then I'll believe you have a bigger ego than me. Till then, not happening.
Well, apparently you haven't really been able to understand how I bring... you bring thunder, wild thunder, ooh, big clap, clap, boom, boom. But when you're able to take your wife and do her, like I do Freak, to make an F5 tornado and a G-Force hurricane explode in the bedroom... Then bring your ego back to see me. Or better yet, my son down there, Drifty, I think if you take one of your cookies and if you punch the hole in the middle of it, Amadeus's ego can actually use it as a hula hoop. But I did call in tonight, not only to speak to Mr. Low Ego, self-esteem, but also to say that I wanted to personally congratulate my son, because not only did my son say he was going to win, but he won the Asshole of the Month tournament. The new scene will go up tomorrow. You guys have 24 hours to sign up. At that time, I will push the button. If you're not in, you can't win.
All right. So that's what you heard. The Asshole and Biatch of the Month tournament will start. Sign up will start tomorrow. You only have 24 hours to get in there. Winner, of course, gets a men's or estrogen title shot, whichever tournament.
Ooh, estrogen title. I like that title.
All right. So, and I have to remember tomorrow to make some graphics for all that. So.
Hey, Amadeus.
Oh goodness, Kelly! Holy cow! I didn't even hear. I didn't hear. Usually, I can smell you when you're on your way in, but I. You know. Anyways, how you doing?
Oh, I can smell your hair care products.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it was pleasant.
Wait, Kelly. Kelly, can I get 4 boxes, please?
Shut up, Judgy.
I mean, you sound like a Girl Scout. I want 4 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Whatever. Yeah. I have bigger fish to fry on the air right now. According to the pay-per-view, my brother has a very important match coming up. And on top of that, Count and I have made a side wager for the result of this match. If he wins, I have to polish the Platinum Dragon title at every single radio show that him and I are both at. But if my brother beats him and I win the wager, for a whole month, he has to say only nice things about me and my family on the radio.
Oh, that's cute. But Kelly, could you do us a favor before the matches?
No, that's karma biting him in the ass.
Could you do us a favor before the matches, you and Tank? And I'm only asking you guys this on Count's behalf because I like Count. I think the audience needs to know this. I mean, it's been quite often we've heard John come on air. So if you're referring to John as It's Pat from Saturday Night Live, which bathroom would he go into? I'm kind of confused there. Would he?
What the fuck, Judge?
I mean, it's Pat. John, seriously, have you not? John sounds like It's Pat. I mean, it's like Pat from Saturday Night Live. It's like the coolest thing I've ever heard. You should actually run on that.
Judge, yeah. You need to choke on those mouse ears.
Yeah. Oh, the mouse ears, yes. Would you sign my Girl Scout cookie and mouse ear competition? Oh, God.
Hey, man, I like Girl Scout cookies. I'll sell them. Fucking right.
Oh, God, no thanks. God only knows where your mouse ears have been.
Never mind.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sensing some tension here between Kelly and Judge. Am I right?
She's just tense.
What?
No, he's just a glutton for punishment.
Am I sensing some tension here, Judge? Between you and Kelly.
Well, no. I was just asking Kelly the questions because apparently she has bigger balls than her brother, and she's actually able to do something. And I was just trying to find out which It's Pat bathroom Pat John goes into.
Well, you know what. I'm sensing.
Do you want the meeting that I gave Count?
I would. Uh-huh. I would, but actually. See, it's Saturday night, not Saturday morning, and you playing Gargamel at this time of the hour will probably confuse you.
Judgy, remember, you only have one jewel left. I can't
Do you want it? Do you want to go to Jude, Kelly? Kelly,
you know, here's hold on.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
Time out. Because I just came up with another one of my brilliant match ideas. I must say this is going to be pretty damn good for Unyielding. It's going to be Judgment versus Crushing Kelly. What? And the loser has to sell Girl Scout cookies on the corner of in RAWF headquarters commissary for a week.
What?
Oh, my God!
Complete with outfit.
I look better in it than Judge would.
Well, see, that don't help because she's already a Scouty.
Oh, no, I just look better.
I guess it's time for you to earn some merit badges, Judge.
Merit badges. Get them a sash. Okay, where's your little sash to pin them on? Come on. I'll sew them on for you personally.
Yeah, I'll face her.
LA, I think you just earned some brownie points with me.
I'll face her. Not only will I win this little match. Brownie points. Yeah, I thought that was funny. I have to give Bill Clinton his due right there. Even though your hair is like a big football. I mean, seriously, you need to kind of poof it down just a little bit in the back. Trust me, if Elton John saw the way your hair was right now in the back, you would be singing soprano tomorrow.
Somebody in the mirror.
Jesus, mercy, hell.
No, can't get distracted.
Uncle Amadeus, I am not handing you a mirror. No, can't do it. Amadeus.
Just be thankful that your hair is not as bad as the girl from from New Jersey with that who's the medium on TV.
Oh,
she has helmet hair.
She's got some serious hair and nails.
Oh yeah, you're not that bad.
No.
You know, if you put a blazer on Amadeus, the way his hair is all poofy and actually looks right now, he could be Hillary for 2016. Yeah, just... put a blazer on Amadeus, see what happens.
Put some shoulder pads on Judgy and maybe he'll be a better candidate.
Okay, Let's change subjects here for a second. White Lightning, are you there?
Yeah.
I have to ask you. Pancakes or waffles?
Come on, man, that's easy.
Pancakes.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking right, pancakes.
No, he couldn't say waffles and make it easy for me to make a storyline with Drippy.
Breakfast showdown, waffles versus pancakes.
Seriously. Oh, fuck.
Seriously.
Guys, you're going to want to see this. Look what Addy just did.
Oh, Addy's a dink. Don't even.
Oh, he did
that. Don't give him the time.
No, he did that too. He did that an hour ago.
Yeah, we're planning your wedding.
God.
Where are y'all going to be registered at?
Judge, placate with OOC bullshit. Just don't.
He's a piece of shit.
Judgy, my foot's about ready to get registered up your ass.
Wait. Break
that last nut you have.
Wait.
Technically, though, Jen, it's not OOC. I mean, he's talking about you guys in character.
Yeah. Yeah, not in the chat. They weren't talking about me out of character.
Let's get something straight, because you start telling him he's going OOC, he's going to rip into you because he's not going OOC. Now, he might be doing something that's annoying you.
My name hasn't been brought into the game. My manager's name has not been brought into the game.
What did you say, Jonathan?
John Taylor?
I'm not sure he realized it was supposed to be Taylor.
His manager's last name.
Naylor.
OOC.
Okay, if he's Naylor, then that's maybe technically.
because your name in Blog Talk Radio is Naylor. It's not Taylor there either, so it was probably a mistake.
No, but,
you
it
might...
won't, but it won't
regardless.
Let me.
Nope. Regardless. He needs help. Don't worry about it. Ignore the asshole.
Look, I'm just saying,
it.
I'm pretty sure everything that was said was in character. That's all.
I don't think anything.
So,
I don't think
my real name being mentioned in chat wasn't?
Well,
I don't think
that,
that
was him,
was
that
part
was
of the conversation.
Did he say that?
No. That was somebody else.
His little lackey did.
Who's his lackey?
We're not too sure. It was using my name in the chat tonight.
Okay,
so,
well, that is different,
yeah.
But that's in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it in the
chat.
Yeah,
Candy actually decided to comment in on this stupid scene. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't understand why we're giving this shit any time.
Maybe you guys should just come out and say what's going on. I mean, are you a couple or are you not? You've never denied or confirmed it.
Candy, you need to give your head a shake. They're brother and sister.
Candy,
knock it
off.
I'm asking them.
You don't need to feed into it.
It's just a question.
Candy, you can choke on some chocolate cake right now because you're pissing me off.
See, that's what I mean. You guys don't confirm or deny. It's like everyone's just...
Because it's obvious. Because it's fucking
candy,
obvious.
Candy, listen up.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I want to mute myself.
Enough.
I have to say this now. Candy, you know me and John better than to feed into Addie's bullshit, to Count's bullshit, to anybody's bullshit about me and my brother. I just happen to be very close to my family. So deal with it and
so
stop.
So basically they can't make a good storyline like this. Because it consists of brother, sister.
So are you saying the second that, no, you are not a couple?
Oh, my God.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying right now, give up your fucking bullshit.
See, this is what I mean. You guys
can't
give a
clear answer. Because you fucking know they're not. They're not, and you bloody well know it.
You know better than that, Candy, and you're feeding into the bullshit.
I'm just asking for a clear answer, that's all.
You're a test of
speed.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's a storyline. That's what he's doing. He's making an epic storyline. He's trying to give you guys something to storyline with. And you guys are taking it personally. So this is why people can't storyline in this company with anybody no more. Because people take things too personally. But yet everybody sits back and they want to complain because there's nothing to do in this game. There's nothing to do in this. He's got a good storyline going on. Count took time to make a storyline PSA to come on air against you two. That's what people want to see. They want to see a storyline going. But people can't storyline it because people get butt hurt because they're storylining something.
So that's in good taste. It's done in bad taste.
Judge, this is what you don't judge. This is what Candy doesn't get. First of all, I understand. I know that what Count is doing is for storylining. I have no problem with that. I can trash talk with the best of them. My problem with Candy is that it's one thing to want to get a clarification of an answer, but I don't care for it being thrown into a radio chat or on the air. Come to me or John in a private message instead of letting it out for the freaking world of WU to see and for jackasses like Daddy to capitalize on.
I don't know what I do. I said, nothing about his name with Donna Kelly. He says, oh, yeah. So
all I'm hearing, problem. I'm not hearing a clear answer, so the rumors are going to stick.
Okay, you know what?
I've given you a clear answer. You need to give your head a fucking shake, okay, before I shake you like a bubblegum machine that stole my fucking quarter. You're really pissing me